Redeemer died on the cross, died for the sinner, paid all his due, and all who receive him need never fear, for he will pass over you. Jesus can save, as he has promised, so will he do. Oh, sinner, hear him, trust in his word, then he will pass over you. And when I see the blood, when I see the blood, oh, when I see the blood, judgment is coming, all will be there, who have rejected, who have refused. Oh, sinner, hasten, let Jesus in, then God will pass over you. Away.
Let's sing number 3.
Died on the cross, died for the sinner, paid all his due, and all who receive him need never fear, for he will pass over you.
Well, I cannot tell you, but something is not working right with my sound. I've got a great program planned, and I sure don't want to miss it, but I don't know how to tell you what it might be. I'm looking right here to see if I might find it, and I do not know where else to look. Everything was perfect when I tried it out, but it's not working perfect now. So let me look around a minute. See if I find it. If not, we'll have to postpone it. And I don't want to do that. But something happened to my sound. Something happened to my sound. I'm looking. I'm searching. I'm trying to find what it was. And if somebody has messed with a button and I don't find nothing, I don't find nothing wrong. Tell me how it sounds in there. Is it just terrible for my ears? Or is it terrible for the audience? Let me know if it's terrible for the audience. If it's only terrible for me, I will carry on and not worry about it, okay? I just love doing this program, so let me hear. I'm listening to see if there's something wrong with my sound somewhere. I cannot find anything in my office. Hey, are we okay? Well, you know, I believe we are. Are we okay in there? Hello, my friends, and welcome to the broadcast. Let me know if we're okay. If it sounds good to you, it may only sound terrible for me. It may only sound terrible for me. Well, I got it. It is fixed right now, it appears. And so you are out there, and I'm here, and here we go. I don't know what happened. I just know that things can happen, and I, you know, I'm not a great technician, but I usually find it. Thank you. Welcome. Hey, this is going to be a great broadcast today. telecast, whatever you want to call it, broadcast, telecast, audio, internet, Facebook, all of it's exciting to me. We're going to talk about something that's extremely important. America was founded as a Christian nation, a Bible-believing nation, no doubt about it. America was found as a Bible-believing nation. That is such an important point to make because I believe it. Now, when you vote just a few days from now, you need to be careful as a believer or as an American, as a person who loves America in its original wonder. You need to vote a very careful vote. And you need to know everybody that you're voting for or against and know where they stand and know what they stand for. Now, somebody let me know if it's sounding all right out there. All I need is a thumbs up and I will go on. I'm very sorry why it started there a little out of the kilter. I'm not really sure, but I know that it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Now, we're going to talk today about things that have to do with the recent struggle to get a person, a justice, to serve on the Supreme Court. Why is there such a fight over the Supreme Court? Why is there such a fight over the Supreme Court? That really needs to be decided. We need to know the answer to that because it will help you know how to vote. Now, you do understand that America was founded as a Bible-believing nation, a Bible-believing nation. But over the last years, it really goes back to the 1960s, which is nearly 60 years ago, when they voted on the Supreme Court to outlaw a prayer in the public schools. Outlaw prayer in the public schools. Now, this nation started education as a way to educate our children in values and morals and good, kind, tender, rightful living. And it's got all turned around until the public schools is one of the battlegrounds between the right and the left, between the conservatives and the liberals. The public schools is a battleground, not just the public schools, but the universities, all the institutions of higher learning. They are in the forefront for liberals to make sure nobody can stop, nobody can end the standards that they have decided and dictated upon the schools and upon the education systems. Now, it affects everything about the nation, but it really begins. And so the big fight over the justice was over the ideas that have been instituted by the Supreme Court into the live stream of America. And nobody can vote to turn it around. Nobody in the political world, we voting for politicians, cannot vote somebody that can do something about it because the main things right now center on the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has allowed one thing after the other and called it constitutional and forced it upon us Americans, and we are sick of it. I don't think there's very many listening to me that aren't sick of the liberalism that's come to affect this nation. It started in outlawing prayer in the public schools. And now it doesn't just have to do with prayer. It has to do with the aborting of children. It has to do with teaching any kind of moral values. It has to do with so many issues that are so extremely important to us. And we need to understand that the only way that can be changed is the Supreme Court be changed. And that's what our president is doing. If there's any reason they hate him with a passion, it is because of moral values. How many of you remember when the present president was installed as the president that two or three, maybe four different ministers prayed in Jesus' name? That had not been done in maybe 20, 30 years, maybe more. I don't know the exact year it ended. But I know that that was a watershed moment. That was a watershed moment when we heard ministers praying for the president and praying in the name of Jesus. This nation was born out of faith in Christ, out of faith in the Bible, out of a believing Bible, a believing truths of the Bible, friend. It was born with that, and the liberals hate it with a passion. They would do anything in their might to get rid of this president, and that is the main issue. Now, it includes the environment. It includes, of course, abortion. It includes rights of the sodomy community. It now includes the rights of the transgender crowd. I mean, there's just been one thing after the other in moral relativism. Moral relativism. What do you mean, Reverend Chambers? Nothing is right and nothing is wrong. We are a secular society, and this crowd of liberals want nothing in our nation but secular attitudes and secular rules and secular conduct and secular thinking. It rules their little minds, and they're scared to death of this new justice because there is a possibility. We don't even know this. We don't know this, but there is a possibility that when the issue comes up, abortion, that they will outlaw, throw out of the courts that ruling that made abortion legal all over America. Now, you take all of these issues, and then you bring them down to me, you and I, bring them down to us and our community and our world, and we want our nation built on moral values. We want our nation built on moral values. We want our schools conducted with moral values. We don't want sodomy to be taught in the classroom. We want the beauty of husband and wife and the beauty of the home and the beauty of marriage. That ought to be a center focus in the schools of America, but it can't even be discussed. It can't even be talked about. It can't even be talked about because it would be prejudice against the sodomy community or prejudice against the, some other ideas and thinking of these people. Well, we want to talk about that today, and I want to get you ready to vote right on November the 6th. I don't want to tell you who to vote for. I want to get you thinking with your head. I want you to get your head cleared up. And I want you to get liberalism out of your head. And I want you to get this idea that everything is relative out of your head. And I want you to think, what do we want for the future of America if Jesus tarries? Now, we don't know that he's going to tarry. We want him to come immediately. But we must not conduct our life on that premise. Watch for him to come. Wait for him to come. But do our best to stand for right and truth and moral values until he does come. Are you with me? Are you with me? Now let me take you to the Bible. I want to show you. Excuse me and understand. You've got to vote on November the 6th. Nobody listening to me in America ought to fail to vote. If you're not registered, you ought to go Monday and make sure you are registered. I don't know how many more days there are for registering, but you need to make sure you register. And don't you fool around with your faith and fail to take your responsibility. Render to God what's God's and Caesar what's Caesar's. Remember, that's a Bible verse. Render to God what's God's and to Caesar what's Caesar's. And you're going to pay your taxes, so you ought to vote. If you're going to pay your taxes, you ought to vote. If you're going to be a faithful citizen, you ought to vote, okay? So I'm trying to get you ready. Now, things that you will vote for or against, we're going to talk about them. Things you will vote for or against. You understand that. If you vote for somebody who believes in killing unborn babies, then you are a part of their voting for killing unborn babies. And the Bible says if you bid the wicked Godspeed, then you are guilty of the sins of that wicked person. Do you hear me? I want you to hear me. You're my friend, and I'm your friend. And I want you to hear me. And I want you to vote right on November the 6th, all over my audience. And we're talking about all across America. We're talking about all across the world. And those people in other countries ought to take the same values, and they ought to vote the same values. But right now, we need to get Americans ready to vote and to vote these values. Very important. Now, remember last week, the program was good. We've had somewhere close to 1,000 people that's viewed it on Facebook. We don't know how many on radio, and we don't know how many on internet, and we don't know how many on the tube. I forget the name of all these things. Anyhow, I put it everywhere I can, and I've had thousands of listeners, no doubt about it. Donald Trump and the New World Order. There's not been a president in my life that's took a stand for things that relate to the New World Order as President Donald Trump has. And you ought to be grateful for that. You may not like everything about him. Nobody likes everything about nobody. You don't even like everything about me, as nice as I am. I'm just kidding with you. But listen to me. I'm telling you, you need to know how you're going to vote. Now, let me read you something in the Bible. This helps to lay the groundwork for what we're talking about, okay? Are you ready? Very important. Why do the heathen rage? Have you been watching the rage all over America? Have you been watching what Hillary is saying, what Pelosi is saying, what Waters is saying, what Suma is saying? There are so many of these. I can't remember all their names. The news media has so many liberal people, men and women. I get amazed at their radical positions on issues that are so important, that are so special, and so dear to the heart of any Bible believer. And yet the radical left in the media, they hate everything that has to do with moral values and anything that would draw us into the range of biblical living. Let me read it. I want you to hear this. Why do the heathen rage? Are they raging? That's no question. The heathens are raging. You say you're calling them heathens? Of course I'm calling them heathens. If you kill unborn babies, you're a heathen. If you believe in sodomy, you're a heathen. If you are against prayer in our public schools, that makes you a heathen. It can't be otherwise. There's only two kinds of people in the world. That's Bible believers and people who are not Bible believers. And the Bible calls people who don't believe the Bible and don't trust Christ a heathen. That's what the Bible calls them, not Reverend Chambers. I would never hurt your feelings over that name. I want to lead you to Christ. I want to lead you to the cross. I want to teach you the way of the Lord. That's all I want to do. So why do the heathens rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. I mean, they are against the Lord himself and against those who are anointed by him, those who have his message in their heart. They hate us who believe that Bible. They hate us who are against killing unborn babies. They hate us who believe in marriage between a man and woman, and no other marriage can be legal in the sight of God. They hate us for that. We don't mean any harm to them. We just love the Bible. We just love the truth of the Scripture. So listen to me. Listen to me. I want you to hear me read. The kings of the earth take counsel, and the rulers the kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Now notice there how you're talking about cast away their cords, break their bonds. They're talking about rules of the Bible. They're talking about standards of godly living. They're talking about moral conduct. They're talking about rightful marriage. They're talking about beautiful things that are so wonderful for Bible-loving people and for a society in general. When a society loses these values we're talking about, that society goes down down, down. You look at how this society has gone down for about 30 or 40 years. You look at how fast things have happened that has brought us to such disaster. Look at the way the whole political world is fighting right now. I mean, it's a war between the liberals on the left and the right, the believers on the right, or at least the conservatives on the right. Not all of them are believers. But they are on the right side because they believe in values that protect the society. But the liberals say, we're going to break those cords asunder from us. We don't want no rules telling us how to live. We don't want nobody telling us a man's got to marry a woman. If a man wants to marry a dog, it's our business. And many of them are doing that. I don't know what you've been on the internet and see how big it is now, sex with dogs and animals. It's because when you start down the path of immorality, there's no bottom to it. There is no bottom with immorality. It just goes down, down, down. Now, hear me, all of my great friends. I got people of color out there by the thousands who love me. Many of the Afro-American people in Charlotte love Joe Chambers. I've had them tell me, one minister said, don't you ever compromise. If you knew how many thousands are watching you and using you as their example and standing with you, you'd be amazed. And I said, well, I'd like to hear from more of them and know that they're really there, because sometimes I feel a little lonesome standing on these values. But I really know that behind the scenes, there are many. And you blessed black people, I'm telling you, you got to quit voting for the liberals. May I just say it? You got to quit voting for the Democrats, because they've not done anything for you. This president has done more for you in 2 years than they've done for you in 30 or 40. And I know that. There's no doubt about it. I'm not just being political. I'm concerned about the morals of my city. I'm concerned about the morals of my country. And I love these words, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. I'm telling you, God's getting ready to laugh at these liberals on the left. God's getting ready to laugh at these compromisers and these haters. God's getting ready to laugh at these Pelosi's and Maxine Waters and such a crowd of haters. I'm amazed how much they hate, and how in the world do they think anybody would want to vote for them? I guess there are people just like them who want to vote for them. I don't know. It's almost a shame for America to think that a Maxine Waters could be elected to anything, and a Hillary Clinton, as far as that's concerned. So you got to hear me. America was founded on Bible values, and the liberals are trying to break it. I said the liberals on the left are trying to break it. I said the Democrats who lead that party, not all Democrats, there's some good ones. I don't know how they stay in it. It looks like they'd have to hold their nose to stay in it. But I'm here to tell you, we are looking at a dark day, and I'm telling you they want to break these bands and pull down the bonds of biblical morality and biblical conduct. But they're not going to do it. I'm telling you, God's going to help us. I believe America is going to stand and somehow come back and be here for Israel even during the coming tribulation period. I am a believer. Now, President Donald Trump is the first president that is devoted to turning these things around in our nation. He's trying to drain the swamp. He's trying to drain the swamp, and they're fighting him at every turn. I'm amazed at his tenacity. Woo! He's got a tenacity like a bulldog. If he didn't, he wouldn't make it. I'm here to tell you. Now, the liberal idea has literally come now to a fight over the Supreme Court. They are talking, literally, if they can win back the House, that they're literally going to try to get rid of this new Supreme Court justice one way or the other. Impeach him, they say. Impeach him and the president. Well, they're going to fail if they try, but they'll try. And they'll turn this nation into a fight if they should win the House. And it's up to you. It's up to you, and Charlotte Mecklenburg is in the making. So you make sure you stand with me, will you? Will you stand with us in the conservative realm? Stand with us. Don't stand with us just to be political. I despise just talking anything that sounds like I'm being political. I'm not being political. I'm being biblical. I'm talking about the Bible. I'm talking about the truth of the Bible. I just read to you Psalms 2. You ought to get it. Send it to your politicians who are on the liberal side and ask them to quit trying to pull down the bonds and pull down the moral standards and pull down the rights and the wrongs. The only way a Christian should vote is if they vote a Christian vote, a vote that is against killing unborn babies, against sodomy, against same-sex marriage, against transgenders in the opposite bathrooms. That is so insane. How in the world could that ever become the thinking of anybody? I don't understand. Now, I got to stop here. I'll talk all the time. I'm already over 20 minutes away from, you know, I mean, on the way, and I need you to call me. I want you on the phones. I want questions one after the other. I want you to lay it on me. If you disagree with me, I want you to say it. Do you understand? If you disagree, I want you to say it. If you disagree with me, I want you to say it. Are you listening to me? If you disagree with me, I want you to say it. But I want you to make sure you really disagree and you think about it. America was founded on the Holy Bible. Do you hear me? America was founded on the Holy Bible. Let me give you some votes, some numbers here to call. I want you on the phones with me. I want to hear from you. So take a moment and call me, 704-391-0588, 1-800-338-7884. Ask me any question now about these things that we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about abortion. We're going to talk about abortion. My friends, how many of you could possibly believe that it is okay to kill a baby in their mother's womb? A baby. It's not a fetus, it's a baby. Remember, Jesus had only been conceived for hours when John the Baptist in his mother's womb received the Holy Ghost, because Mary, the mother of Christ, walked in with this infant in her womb less than a day old. I mean, just hours old when the baby in Elizabeth's womb was filled with the Holy Ghost. Jesus had only been in the womb about an hour. Conceived by the Holy Ghost. Well, how in the world can you ever get away with the fact that babies are babies? They are precious little babies. I tell you, I walked into the hospital the other day. I had my fourth great-grand. My fourth great-grand. The dad is Caleb. The mother is Katie. Caleb Chambers and Katie. And they named the little baby a Ren Lee. Ren Lee. Isn't that beautiful? And that's the fourth little grandchild, that great grandchild that Reverend Chambers has. And I'm telling you, I'm in love with them. Natalie from up in Maine just left a few days ago, spent several days with me. She's a year and a half, and that little sweetheart fell in love with Papa. She hasn't had much time with me. But I'm telling you, how could anybody believe it's okay to abort a baby, to kill a baby? Do you know that most of these liberal politicians believe it's all right to kill a baby right up to just before the baby is born? They actually believe that the baby is not a living person until they breathe the first breath of air. The first breath of air determines that the child is now a living person. That is hogwash. That is hogwash. Have you not seen any of these beautiful x-rays that they can do now and look at the little baby in the womb and they see all kinds of reactions? Oh yes, my friend, those little ones are alive and they're right there in supposed to be the safest place on the face of this earth for the little baby in mother's womb, and people would kill that little baby. Would kill that little baby. I cry out to you, don't you let nobody convince you that abortion is okay. Don't you let nobody make you think that God would allow you to be one of his children and have an abortion. You say, Reverend Chambers, I've had an abortion. You make me feel terrible. All I want to do is help you repent and turn from your sin. He'll forgive you. He'll forgive you for committing abortion. He really will. And if you don't get forgiveness, it'll haunt you all your days. Can you imagine on that blessed day of the judgment and that little baby's in heaven and you're not there to love that little baby for eternity? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that little baby in your womb is with God? It can't be nowhere else. That baby is with God. And can you imagine you're going to face that little baby? You know what I'd do if I was you? I'd get right with God. I'd make sure I was right with God, and I'd be ready. So this whole fight over the Supreme Court, you got to hear me now. Nothing is more important to those liberals than the right for a woman to kill babies in their wombs. Nothing. I mean, that's at the top of their agenda. The right, of women to kill the baby in their womb. And I'm crying out to you. I'm begging you, don't you vote for somebody that would agree with that. You got to understand that these parties have become really strict. A Democrat who's elected a Democrat will either vote Democrat, or the leaders like Pelosi and Schumer will be on their case. They won't get appointed to the right committee. They'll just be single there all by themselves. And when it comes time to be reelected, they won't get the millions. I just heard this morning of one liberal person who's already got $3 million from Pelosi to help that person get elected and defeat the conservative. And they're passing out money like it's nothing but cards. I mean, it's amazing. Millions, multi-millions of money. They're saying that over $1 billion will be spent by the liberal left to get their people elected. They're that worried and that caring about this new justice on the Supreme Court. And of course, they're talking about absolutely impeaching him as soon as they get control of the House. But I got a news for you, and I got a message for them. They're not going to get control of the House. God's going to help us. God is going to help us. I'm believing the Almighty God to stretch his hand across this nation and lay his hand on every voting district and every voting situation, and to give us a miracle so we can keep on putting conservatives on that Supreme Court, so we can once again have prayer in the public schools of America and once again stop the killing of unborn children. And then let's talk about this right of same-sex marriage. Do you know how that dishonors God? Can you imagine? God instituted man and woman, husband and wife, and charged them in his Bible with a responsibility with one another. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for his church, that he might sanctify it and present it to himself a holy church, a godly church without spot or wrinkle or blemish. I'm telling you, marriage is a beautiful thing. There is, listen, I just lost my wife of 62 years and 91 days, and you don't want to get me started on the joy of having a wonderful wife or having a wonderful husband. So same-sex marriage is being propagated. A school teacher cannot stand in front of her class and say same-sex marriage is wrong. If she would do so, she would be fired. I'm telling you, she would be fired. She cannot teach the moral beauty of husband and wife. She can't open the Bible and say, here's what the Bible says about that. She's not even allowed to have a Bible laying on her desk. I've heard of teachers being fired because they had a Bible laying on their desk. You got to understand, friend, we live in a day when things are really gone out the bottom. Now, I don't know how much lower they can get, but if it's possible, they'll get lower. I just told you a while ago, there's a big thing now with sex, with men and women and dogs and animals. It has just gone to the dogs. That's the only word you can use for it. It's gone to the dogs. Now, how are you going to vote? How are you going to vote? Are you going to vote for the people who want to return America to moral values? Are you going to vote for people who stand for right? Are you going to vote for people who want to stop the killing of unborn babies? Are you going to vote for people that do not believe in same-sex marriage, but want you to know that it's your responsibility to be married to a man or to a woman and another, and it's to be for life, it's not to be for a short period, and then try you another and another and another? Oh, my friends, I'm bringing you some red-hot material today. I hope I'm getting your attention. And now it's time for you to call. I'm halfway through, and I want the rest of it to be yours. You are my guests. You are my friends. You are, this program is for you. It is not for me. It is not just for religious people. It's for anybody who wants their nation to go the right way. So let me hear from you. Grab your phone right now. 704-391-0588. Don't wait. I'm telling you, all over the radio audience, all over Charlotte. All over Charlotte now. Let me hear from you. Down to Men Hill. I've got listeners there. I got listeners in Gastonia, because we own a station in Gastonia. Covers that area all the way to Shelby. All the way down into South Carolina. Get on your phone and let me hear from you. I want your question. I don't mind you being angry at me. I don't mind you coming at me with toughies. I like the tough ones. I like the tough ones. If I can't answer them, I know how to say I'll give you an answer next week. And I've been honest with you over 44 years, you know, now. Over 44 years right here just coming at you. And we've had so many great programs. We've had wonderful guests. We've had so many calls over the years. And we're having so many listening now by Facebook. I mean hundreds and hundreds listening by Facebook. Hundreds and hundreds listening on the YouTube. I couldn't say that a while ago. Hundreds listening on our internet. Worldwide. You understand? You see that world map behind me? It's sitting back there because this program is being heard all over the globe. All over the globe. And I'm excited about it. And I am determined to hold up the values of this Holy Bible, this wonderful book, and to bring it to you with all my heart and answer your questions. Let's say you're a millennial. And you've been taught in the schools that there's nothing that has a value to it, that everything is relative. And whatever you choose is your choice. And there's no such thing as sin. People hate the word sin in these liberal camps. They hate that word. No such thing as sin. That's their thinking. But they're wrong. They will know it when they stand before God, because everybody listening to me will be judged by the exact same rules. My rules for judgment will be just as tough as yours. Your rules for judgment will be just as tough as mine. And I'm telling you, we must understand these values. Now, I hadn't got to the transgender values or lack of values. Transgender, the idea that girls don't know that they are girls until they can figure out their own particular instinct, I guess would be good. Their own thinking. Some of the doctors are saying, well, I can't really tell you if your boy is a boy or your girl's a girl, because they may not really be that. Let's let them grow up and let them decide at some future moment whether they are a girl or whether they are a boy. I want to tell you something, that's insanity. That is demon activity. Nothing but devils can make anybody think such a foolish thing. Nothing but devils. It's absolutely demonic. Hey, you've got to say that to your congregation, preacher. What's wrong with you, preacher? Can you not tell your congregation when things are wrong? Do you not have the courage to say transgender is insanity? Do you not have the courage to get in that pulpit and stand for right? Do you not have that courage? What is wrong with you, preacher? Come on, let's stand up and let's get our nation back to things that are right and things that are beautiful. Now, I'm amazed that the phone isn't lit wide open. Surely, whatever your position, don't be afraid of me. I'm not going to be unkind to you. If you'd call me, and I don't care what you would say to me, it's not going to make me unkind to you. I'm going to be your friend, and I'm going to lovingly reach out to you. And I'm going to do my best to bring you to understand some values. The Bible is a perfect book. The Bible is absolutely a moral compass. There is no other basis of morality available in the world but the Bible. The Bible is the basis of all morality, my friends. The basis of all morality. And I beg of you to accept the Bible as the basis of your moral values and teach it to your children. I told our children in the school yesterday, go home and get your dad and mama to quote with you the Lord's Prayer. And then ask your dad, will you start teaching me some Bible values? Will you start teaching me some things the Bible says? And get your dad and mom. My wife won her dad and mom to Christ when she was 5 years of age. by going to Sunday school and coming home and sitting down her mom and dad and teaching them the Bible, and then they got saved. They got saved because Juanita was teaching them the Bible at 5 years of age, going to Sunday school, I'm sorry. And she was substituting for her teacher by the time she was in second grade because of her extreme high level of intelligence. You see, the moral values of the Bible are so solid. They are so perfect. They are absolutely perfect. Now, let's talk a moment about the transgender. How can we help these dear people? See, I'm always looking in this fight for the moral values, how to help people. How to help those who have been led astray. How to help those who have gone off in the wrong direction. And they are now living out that false direction. I see people all the time. I read on the Twitter. Ivanka had put an obituary on the Twitter that had been written in, I think it was Vermont. And some young lady had got involved in drugs, opia. And finally had killed herself or died from her horrible case of drug addiction. And I don't know how she died. The obituary didn't say that. But she had a little boy that was finally born from her activities. The sadness of her death just breaks your heart. I sat and cried as I read this little lady's obituary and thought about how many in the multitude out there that are being led into drug addiction, that are being led into sodomy, being led into lesbianism, being led into transgender, being led into every kind of moral addiction, and how many are killing, how many babies have been murdered and killed in the history of America. It is millions. Millions, and it breaks my heart. I hope it breaks your heart. Now, if anybody out there knows some statistics about how many abortions, I didn't look that up. It is growing so wildly. I didn't try to get the present number. Somebody may could call and give us that. Maybe you have a question. Maybe you have a verse in the Bible you'd like to read. Let's try to reach our audience for voting. See, my whole purpose here is get you ready to vote on November the 6th and to warn you against careless voting, to warn you against voting for liberals who are going to be servants and subservients to the Pelosi's and the Sumas and these people who have lost all moral compass and all moral direction and are taking our nation to hell, you know, at neck-break speed. And I want to turn it back. I want to turn it around. I want to help you, and I want you to help me, and I want us to get involved together, okay? Now, I'm waiting on your call. I'm waiting on your call. Please don't ignore me, and don't fail to call. I've got an article for you. The liberals want to keep God from your children. The liberals want to keep God from your children. I could have said the Democrats, but I wanted to be kind. The liberals want to keep God from your children. Now, there are so many things, so many quotes, so much material in this big article, and it is a huge article. It'll be on the internet when this program is over, and you can go there to read it. It won't cost you a penny. You can call this number, and it won't cost you a penny. We'll send you a free copy. You can put it in your Bible. You can get two and get one for your pastor. Maybe you'll get him to stand up there and preach to your people the things of God. You got to hear me. America is going down so fast, and the church world has lost its direction. The church world has lost its direction. I am amazed at it. I really am. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Good afternoon, Pastor.
Hey there.
I wanted to make mention, there's the link that is floating around on Facebook. The website is whitehouse.gov, which is direct from the White House, information that's been made public. This is a signing statement from President Trump on the bill H.R. 6157, which talks about the fact that there has been provision made to fund Planned Parenthood through next year. And to my understanding, Donald Trump signed this bill, and it was passed with a 98% Democratic backing, Democratic support, and there's no funding for the wall in this bill. This is the second one that he has signed in years, and I'm just curious, do something about that, or if you would like to address that.
Well, I would suggest that we be very careful of one or two things that are being told about how he votes as a reason not to back the liberal community. I do not have any answer to that particular situation because I don't know where it's floating from. But if you had as many enemies out there as Donald Trump does, they'll say anything to defeat the man. And so I would be careful not to whether I even believed it or not until I went to the heart of it and careful to check it. So I think you ought to be careful with that. And I think anybody that hears it ought to be careful because there's enough, even the Christian community will foster stuff to criticize Donald Trump and at the same time say that they're against aborting babies. And that makes them a hypocrite.
Yes, sir. Well, we definitely need to vote against abortion. I mean, that's just a biblical standard.
Well, he's took a stand on that tall and straight, stopped tax-funded abortions all over the world. That was a big thing that Obama started. Bush had stopped it. Obama started it again. Trump stopped it. So he's took a stand on many things. But that one issue, send a little note of that to my Facebook, and I will check it and tell the side of it that maybe out there that we may not know.
Okay, we'll do that.
Thank you for calling. Hey, give us a call at 1-800-338-7884. That's 1-800-338-7884. The toll-free number is the local number is 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Now, I've heard that floated before, and I think it's one of his enemies floating it. I know that there have been times that that Trump has moved over a little bit trying to foster understanding with some of the crowd that he needs and maybe voting for the wall or something. I don't know. Certainly nobody is perfect. And nobody's vote is always 99 9/10%. I should say 100%. Sometimes just 99.9. But we certainly should be concerned about anything and work hard on it. I'm ready to work hard on anything that will help to get the right out there. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Dr. Joe, thank you for taking my call. I'd just like to address the Christian community, which I am a part of. All my brothers and sisters out there, you better wake yourself up. If you care anything about the cause of Christ, America's future, you better support Donald Trump and every Republican and stop these damnable Democrats and the evil that they're pushing on this country and stop trying to find, well, President Trump didn't do just like I wanted him to on this issue, so as a Christian, I better not vote for you. You better get your head out of the sand. Support that man that God has put in that position. He is the first president to recognize Israel. If for nothing else, if you claim to be a Christian, got to support him for that.
You know, I said last week.
The president the Christian community ever had, he is the greatest president we have ever had.
You know, he's even better than Ronald Reagan, as much as I like Ronald. Here was Ronald Reagan's problem. He was so nice that he wouldn't fight back with that crowd. This man is a bulldog. And we needed a bulldog. And yes, I think we could maybe find something somewhere, but I don't have much respect for people who are trying to look for some little thing that they can find wrong with him when we are living in a day that is desperate that we have a man like him. And so I would say to anybody out there, if you don't vote conservative, I'm not saying Republican or Democrat, I'm just saying conservative, for people who are against killing babies, for people who will not serve Pelosi and Schumer, you aren't worth your salt. And I really believe that.
How can anybody be a Christian and not see clearly who they need to support? One party stands every year for homosexuality, a baby killing, and recognizing Islam, and it goes right on down the line. And that's their plank for their platform, and that's the Democrat Party. The Republican Party's not perfect, but they're the only one that will ever stand against that. And Donald Trump's just like in the Bible, when God called for somebody to flee. Donald Trump. Thank God, if the Russians had anything to do with getting Donald Trump elected, go to the Russians for the rest of my life.
That is the most ignoramus idea that's ever been perpetrated on the American people. It's absolutely ignorant. It really is. And anybody that will find one little thing wrong with the president and even tell it to the big community is not using their head, I'm telling you. They are not. They got their head in the sand, and they're acting ignorant. And I would say, thank God for people. You see, God showed me that Hillary Clinton would never be elected president. I knew that Donald Trump was going to be, and I knew it was God who put him in, and it would be dangerous to take a stand against him.
Amen, brother.
God bless you. Let's pray hard. Remember, this is a spiritual warfare. Look at what is taking place out there among the liberals. Look at how they're fighting. Look at the way they're coming at people. Look at, you know, even trying to kill them and talking about taking off their heads. How many times has somebody threatened to kill our president? It's been over and over and over. I've been amazed at it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for calling.
I understand.
I wish I had a bunch of people would call. Where are people? Where are the Christians today? Why don't they have the courage to call and get involved? I don't know. God bless you, sir. Hey, give us a call. 1-800-338-7884. Grab your phone. I want you to call me quickly. Quickly. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. 1-800-333-TRUTH. If you're calling outside the zone and you don't have a cell phone with unlimited capacity, call me and let's talk. Now, I want you to have a copy. The liberals want to keep God from your children. You'll be amazed at some of the quotes in this article. You'll be amazed at what some of these people are saying. They believe in absolutely no morals. They believe these kids have a right. I've had them tell me, you don't have a right to tell children what they can't do and can do. You don't have a right to preach to children what's right and wrong. That's up to them to decide. It's not up to you. That's the lie of the liberals. That's the lie of the liberals. They don't know how to use a paddle and correct their children when they're wrong. They're too liberal to do that. And, you know, this kind of thing is everywhere in the church world. And I'm fighting it with all I got among the church people. Oh, they get mad at me because I take such a stand. But what can I do? I'm 82. What do I want anyway but a trip to the sky? I'm waiting for time to go. I'm waiting for time to go. I can hardly wait. Last Sunday night, I was in my bed and couldn't rest. It was about 12 o'clock, and I was burdened, and the Lord came in my room. I mean, the presence of God came in my room, my bedroom, and it was overwhelming. I'm laying there with my hands up, and I'm feeling glory, and I thought, Lord, have you come to get me? Lord, have you come to get me? I thought maybe he's going to take me home, and he left me here. He left me here, but that's okay. I'll make good use of my time until it's time to go. I promise you that. It's later than you think. Now grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. I'll put that number one more time up for you. Now I've got 12 minutes, and I want to make every minute of it count. I really do. You are so special to me, and I want to make every minute count. So grab your phone real quick, will you? Grab your phone real quick. America, America, America was founded a Bible-believing country. Don't you let nobody tell you different. Don't you let nobody tell you different. Now call. The numbers are there for you to see. If you haven't looked, then that's not my fault. Grab a phone. I'm waiting on you. I want to talk to you. I want to answer your question. I want to hear what you got to say. I like that man who just called. He's got a fire in his belly. We need people with a fire in their belly, ready to take a stand and to do what's right and to go forward in the name of the Lord. Oh, what a God we serve. What a God we serve. Well, the calls are coming in now, and I want another two or three more for me the next 10 minutes. And I want to talk about all of this, why you should vote conservative, why you should never vote for a liberal, why you should never vote for anybody that's going to serve Pelosi and Schumer. You understand? Pelosi will be the Speaker of the House if her party should win, and Schumer would be the Speaker for the Senate if he should win. And their first order of business, made it plain, is absolutely to impeach Donald Trump, or to try. They can't do it because there's nobody been able to find nothing to impeach him for. I mean, and they won't find anything, but they'll make a mess. It'll be worse than this fight they had over the justice. And we're facing an hour when it's really very precarious positions you take and the place you stand and the things that you consider. And remember those verses in the book of Psalms, division two. The lines are ringing and I'm delighted. Everybody out there ought to be shook to the eye teeth. You ought to be so on fire that nobody could even get close to you without you sharing with them what you believe. On the air, may I help you?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes. Hey, can you back off from your phone a little bit? You muffled yourself. Back off just a little bit, and then I can hear you better.
Can you hear me now?
Not good, but go ahead. I'll try.
Okay. It says, left or right, or right or wrong. There's no other side. You've got to be on the right. You've got to be on the right side. God don't pick sides.
God don't take sides. He sure don't. But right's right, and the Bible's right. And I believe we have a right to choose who to vote for, don't you?
Well, that's right, brother. You know that?
Are you going to vote for the right side or the left side?
Well, I tell you what, I believe the left side's the fear of demons. And so not everybody that they're doing anything against God.
So you're going to keep voting? You're going to keep voting for the Democrats?
Hey, I'm voting for Republicans.
Oh, you are? Okay.
That's the right side.
I'm going to treat you right. I would treat you right whichever party you voted for. I am not a politician. I am a Bible-believing old man of God. And I want people to stand on the book.
Well, thank God
President
Trump's trying to help the people.
Well, do you like the positions I take?
I'm for President Trump.
Thank you, sir, and God bless your heart.
God, Jesus loves you, brother. Thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you, sir, for telling me that. I love it. God bless. Well, I cut me down there. I didn't mean to. Wow. I cut me down instead of you getting a chance to do it, okay? God bless you now. We this is good. I like this. I've had some of the greatest programs through the years, and I mean really been something else, and I've loved it. I've always loved it. And I don't like it now because with Facebook, they send you notes, and I get up to 50, 60 notes in a given program on Facebook. And I get all kinds of calls on the Internet. And I get so many calls and so many notes, I can't answer them. So I just, you know, I have to go on and just thank God for you and keep taking the stand, because we are in the last hour, friend. We are coming down to the Trump, coming down to the Trump. I'm not talking about Trump president. I'm talking about Trump from God. We're coming down to the sounding of the Trump, and I can hardly wait. I really can. I want to go to heaven. Well, we've talked about all these things, this transgender thing. Nothing troubles me like that. Nothing troubles me like a little girl being in the restroom, and here comes an old striping boy in, and he's come in because he says he's transgender. Well, if I was there, I'd throw him out. I'm telling you right now. And that's what some teacher ordered. Or you get fired. Well, come over here. I'm making hire you into our school. But I'm telling you that we are in a dark day. It really is. And it's time to take a stand. It really is. Now, you got to understand that the public schools can teach nothing of religion. I really don't believe in anybody putting their children in a public setting. I don't. That's why we're here. That's why we fight hard and carry the burden of a great Christian school, because we believe in Christian school with all of our heart. And so I hope you will take a stand. Now, get ready to vote. And get ready to vote right. Get ready to vote right. Let me tell you something that's at stake. We've got, what, this year, 15 children who are coming to our school on the taxpaying money that goes into Raleigh, and they have a scholarship through the tuition program that North Carolina has adopted. Now, the liberals would throw that thing out the very moment they got in power. I mean, if we didn't have a very conservative General Assembly in North Carolina, it would have never got in. I mean, it was a fight. It was a war to get it in with the liberals. They hate it. They hate this money going, your money going to your school, your money going to your kids. That's what it is. It's nothing but your money. And we do it for about a third of what the public school pays to do it. So we're saving the public school about $8,000 a year for every student that's in that program. We're not costing the state. We're saving the state. We're saving the state. Anybody says that we're costing the state because we get this tuition money, they don't know what they're talking about. We're saving the state because we're doing it for a third of the price of what the liberal school program would do it for. And so that money is saved. It comes to us instead of going to a public school, and we do the job for a third of what they do it for. I think it's amazing. I think it's wonderful. They tell when I call sometimes about the state trying to get this money out of us and that money out of us. And I said, you folks say you believe in a separation of church and state. Why don't you mind your own business and stay separated from trying to tell me what to do? Every once in a while, the health department will come over to inspect a child that they've had some kind of report on. I said, you don't need to come here. Go to their home. I'm not going to let you do it here unless you call the parent and get, and we'll bring the parent over here. And the parent and you can sit down with your child on our campus, but the parent has to be here or you're not going to be here, you know. And they threatened me. I've had them call everybody. I've had them sitting in the parking lot trying to get a hold of somebody to come and force me. And I literally run them out of the parking lots because I don't believe in playing games with their action and their doing. And I'll take a stand in a moment. Now, I've got 2 minutes. 2 minutes. I'd like to have one more call. That's all I got the time for. One more call. And we're talking now about what the liberals want to do against you. How they want to force you. Eventually, they will absolutely take the right of churches to even exist in our nation. In fact, they want to start taxing us already. And they keep coming up with little things that they call not taxes, but they call them to pay for this expense. Well, we're saving them millions of dollars. Why should we pay them? I mean, they ought to be paying us for what we're saving them. You know, we are talking about a day of liberalism like never before. And you are responsible if you vote for those liberals. You're responsible if you vote for them. You are responsible. And I'm begging you as a Christian, study. Dig in. Learn all the truths about them. Don't vote without knowing who you're voting for and what you're voting for. Make sure you know what their position is. Call them on the phone and ask them what their position is if they haven't said it publicly. I'm telling you, it's that precarious. The hour is late. The hour is late, and it's time to take a stand. Now, I've got 1 minute. I want to invite you to church tomorrow. I will be preaching a message that God has been anointing me beyond my worth. I don't deserve it. Our church is growing. Our school is growing. We are seeing the hand of God. I'm winning more friends by internet and Facebook and YouTube and all these efforts than I've ever known. And I'm grateful for every one of them. And we care about you, my friend. We really do care about you. We only want what God wants. That's all we care for, is what God wants. We're not out for anything but God's will and God's work and God's way. And we want you to be part of it, okay? We want you to be part of it. All right, see you tomorrow. 11 o'clock morning worship, 6 o'clock evening worship. I love you. I love you with all of my heart. God bless you. God bless you. Well, let me see if I can get this thing.
And it flows to the lowest valley.
Hallelujah. I love you. I love you.
It's the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power, for it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. Oh, it's the blood that gives me strength. power, and it soothes my doubts, and it calms all my fears, and that same blood, it dries all my tears. It's the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power, for it reaches to the high.